She was doubtlessly exhausted, but her movements were alive with nervous energy, her face twitching, her fingers knotting together, her gaze darting to the window at every sign of movement.
Thank you.
Katrina's eyes blurred with tears, like this simple expression of gratitude was the thing that might finally break her. She sniffed and pulled herself together, though, and turned to PC Bell, who stood off to the side of the couch.
You're sure I can't get you anything, Sinead? Tea? Coffee?
I'm fine, thanks.
Sinead replied, smiling kindly.
Juice. There's apple juice.
Katrina's lips went thin. Her throat tightened, the thought of the unused carton of apple juice in the fridge almost cutting through her defences again.
Honestly, I'm fine. Thanks, Katrina. You should take a seat.
How can I take a seat?
The venom in her voice caught her by surprise and her eyes went wide.
I'm sorry.
Sinead shook her head.
Don't be.
Katrina bent, brushed some fluff off the arm of a big round armchair, then perched on it next to her husband. If Katrina Reed was a bundle of anxious energy, Duncan was the polar opposite. He sat slouched in the armchair, one elbow leaning against the armrest, his hand jammed against the side of his head like his skull was too heavy to stay up without support. There was something haunted about his expression. A step removed from the world, or a step behind it, maybe. Logan had seen similar looks before. Too many times before. His clothes looked slept in, or more likely, not slept in. They were a stark contrast to the figure-hugging jeans and neatly pressed purple shirt his wife wore.
That's a good cup of tea,
the DCI said, setting the cup back in the saucer. He looked around for somewhere to sit it, then settled on the polished wooden floor at his feet.
Now, I hope you don't mind, but I'd like to ask you both a few more questions.
Katrina was quick with an,
"Of course."
But Duncan gave a vague wave of a hand, as if half-heartedly batting away a fly.
"We've already gone over it. There's nothing more to say. Why aren't you out there finding him? Why haven't you found Connor?"
"Rest assured, Mr. Reed, we're working on it. I promise you, we're doing everything we can to get Connor home safely and as quickly as possible."
Duncan's hand dropped into his lap. He exhaled.
"Sorry, I know you are. It's just..."
"It's frustrating having to go over it all again. I understand it's a difficult thing to have to relive.